This is a podcast from Rover.
Not for radio. Reloaded.
All right, you sleepy-headed son of a bitch. It's time to rise from your slumber like a phoenix from the ashes. The sun's up and the world's out there waiting for you to stomp your mark on it. You think today's gonna take it easy on you? Hell no. It's gonna throw everything it's got and you're gonna throw it right back but harder. Grab that morning joe like it owes you money. Kick open the door and face the day with the kind of grit that'd make a diamond look soft. Today's your bitch, and don't you forget it. Time to get out there and chase your dreams like they stole your wallet. Fuck yeah, let's get it. Stay hard. From bed to badass in seconds. Bio for life-changing alarms.
Oh, there you go. Pushing the alarms again, but I don't mind pushing it because they're fucking great.
They are great. That would be the best way to get out of bed, and I would love to see just an actual realization of what was said then depicted in somebody's morning get-up routine. Just fucking grabbing hold of a coffee and smashing it down and booting the door open and grabbing the day by the fucking ears, thumping it.
Yeah, man, just ripping the mirror off the wall, smashing it on the ground, trashing your room, out you go, burn out out the driveway, you beauty. Let's start with a war story today, eh?
Yes.
This from Scott Vines from Brisbane in Australia. I was working for a Pine Furniture Place that was a company's main supplier of bedding frames and bedside drawers, etc. I was probably around 27 years of age at this stage. I was on the bedhead finishing stage and they came through on a railway line of little carriages that carried several bedheads per carriage. Cool. I chose one of the primo types as they take longer to do and there's no pressure to get them done either. Although made of pine, these things aren't always that light. They have a 120mm square ends with lathe tube ends and a centerpiece between them that often has a LED light feature.
Oh, romantic. Yeah. That up against a window, just having morning light stream through and just having a multicoloured spackling across the bed.
So I picked it up and headed back to my sanding table. About halfway, I had a dumb moment and took away the main hand supporting the underside and shifted it to the outer end. Fuck knows why. Don't even really know what that means, but he's done something fucking dumb.
Yeah.
But I caught it full with the metal center brace, screws to the underside to allow the centerboard for slates to rest on, resting on the top edge of my pubic bone area.
Oh, yeah.
I could still see where I was going thanks to the LED light window. Now 35kg of bedhead was taking its toll on my outstretched arms when I got to my sanding bench. I had to formulate a very quick strategy to get this thing off my pubic bone area and onto the table. The table sits below nut height for me as the rest of my fellow workers are all walking head jobs, sub 5'7", whereas I'm 6'3". So my idea to give the, a short, sharp pelvic thrust to get it off and onto the table seemed like a good idea. But after almost a minute or so of thinking and getting the, to the table, my arms were shot. The pelvic thrust was in vain, and all it did was launch the center brace, out about an inch or two, and then it came crashing down onto the table. Its landing was cushioned, however, by bluntly chomping a hole in yours truly and my shorts, which lay beneath in its path. The hole was around the size of your pinky nail, right underneath the head and that ultra-tender area. Went to the manager to report the incident. He didn't really believe me, as this is my second dick injury in as many weeks, and he asked to see it. Wristwatch. He then said, go and see your own GP for this one. And off I went with a boot full of blood. GP saw it and smiled at me and said, oh, this is one of your best efforts yet, mate. He pulled out the needle and thread and local anesthetic. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not going to stitch it up, are you? He goes, oh, yes, I am. And I said, nah, you're going to have to use general if that's the case. He goes, no can do, not here.
I reckon just that watching your dick get stitched up would be, like even if you couldn't feel it, you still know what's going on. And that is rough watching a needle go in and out of your todger.
He said, why not stitch him? Because my own subconscious haunts me with all the shit that I've done to myself over the years, and this will haunt me for the rest of my days. So he gave me two boxes of stereo strips and said, oh, well, mate, no stitches for you then. Try to avoid erections. Good luck. So after 3.5 months, it finally healed at a length of 30 mil after a few decent morning woods and a couple of mystery mongrel hard-ons that really split a lot.
See, that's what that is a blowout because that there is if you've ever, you've done your banjo before, we've had this conversation.
Nah.
Oh, okay. So basically when you bust your banjo string, which is, I think it's called the frenulum or whatever it is, basically the bit that goes under the head of the penis, and it's brutal. Peels it back like if
you're perineum?
Yeah, that's a bit between your arsehole and your nuts.
Oh, that's your gooch.
Yeah. But there's, it fucking hurts, and you aren't, you go, okay, sweet as, well, I'm obviously not going to be able to have sex for a considerable length of time now while this thing heals up, because whenever your cock gets hard and slides out of your foreskin, if you have a foreskin, that is, or even if you don't, if you're running just the full fucking skinhead scenario, it will just still peel it back because of the blood flowing into it. What you're completely unaware of, well, I was anyway when it fucking happened to me, is how many erections you have during the night involuntary.
It's like 12 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's some crazy ass number. And so every morning you wake up going, what the fuck is going on? Why is my dick so sore? Why is there blood everywhere? And it's just like a slaughterhouse in bed. And then what happens is the body starts to react to it and going, well, we need to start building up some fucking scar tissue to hold this thing together. So you build up scar tissue, it rips it. It builds up more scar tissue, rips it. And you end up with like a fucking sex toy dick that's covered in these scar tissue lumps, which eventually will then heal and then get absorbed back into the body. But fuck, it just looks like a, ends up looking like a shit olden days fucking pistol. Like external trigger, real short barrel, longer handle.
Just like, what is this thing you've presented me with?
Yeah.
Looks like it's been in a car accident.
Yeah.
Nah, mate, dropped a bloody bedhead on it, eh?
Fuck, that would hurt. Stereo strips, what a rogue amateur thing to put on it.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to go through the short-term pain, aren't you? I mean, most normal people would.
Yeah, well, but it is, I can imagine, like, even the thought, because I went in and was like, what the fuck is going on here? Because I had this scar tissue build up, and I was like, what have I, where have I been with this thing? I have no idea. And they're like, have you ever broke your banjo? And I was like, yeah, done it a couple of times. And they're like, this is scar tissue which accumulates over time with it continually ripping. And I was like, well, I've only done it twice. And they're like, yeah, well, that's because you're unaware of your dick busting itself every night, 4 or 5 times a night. It's like the equivalent would be doing like a bicep curl, tearing your muscle, and then you go to sleep, but then your arm just does bicep curls all fucking night.
Wake up in the bed doing bench presses.
Yeah.
Not for radio. Reloaded.